Welcome, everybody, to the Lifecast. I'm your host, Deanna Manassian, here with some guests. Tiffany's on the side. Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay,
that'll translate really well to audio.
Yeah.
Adam.
Hey.
Pat.
Hi.
And Sydney.
Hello.
We are avoiding talking about E3 because we do have... We're recording this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a seven-hour streaming, like, thing
extravaganza.
Tomorrow. Yeah. To recap E3, so we're going to avoid that and save it all for tomorrow, so we actually have things to talk about. And this comes out Thursday, if it already came out, if you're listening to it.
Yeah.
So we're just going to make sock puppets.
Or it comes out now.
Yeah, yeah, comes
out
watching
now. It, it's coming
like
out
right now.
As you're watching.
Right fucking now.
Badum.
Yeah. So, we're making sock puppets in preparation for tomorrow.
You'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. You'll find out what's going on tomorrow. I hope.
Yeah. Don't worry. It'll happen whether these look nice
or
horrible.
I want to wear this sock.
Did we tell Ricky we're doing this?
Yeah, we told Ricky we're doing this, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
I think it was his idea?
I think it probably. Honestly sounds like an idea.
He was present for this conversation.
Yeah, because it was when we were on Discord.
He was there for that meeting.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, this is what we're doing today. While, you know, answering, like, chat questions and things, we're going to be really active in chat. Adam and I are both there.
Yeah, we're both there.
Oh, boy. So, yeah. Hey.
Hello.
How's it going? Yeah, we decided to not do social eating today because we're short on time a little bit.
We didn't want to use these nice white socks.
We didn't want to eat and use socks, and also, like...
These are nice and soft.
They were, like, $5 at Target, if you really want to go there.
No.
Target,
but
they're in
very
the,
soft.
They're in the women's department, because apparently fucking white socks for men just don't exist. They're all just all fucking gray, and they have, like,
the gray toe.
They're
all, like, Arctic Splash.
Yeah, like...
And gunmetal.
Like,
I have the blonde.
They're all, like, black.
Like, I had no idea it would be so hard to find just
Do I do brown or black? My hair's a little bit faded.
Yeah, you can do both if you want.
That's what I'm doing.
You're going to do both?
Yeah. I mean, my hair is both.
Yeah.
I'll do black. Can I have the black yarn, Tiffany?
Mm-hmm. Where's the end of this, besides this part?
I don't know how well this is going to translate
center.
Over to an audio podcast.
Yeah, it'll probably be bad.
Very badly.
Huh?
Here's how you make me. Done.
What? Are you telling me you're just a sock?
Simple as
fuck. Let's do a little bit of multitasking.
Yeah.
What's been going on this week, guys? Dave purchased for me PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So you can play as you now.
Yeah.
You have to play as Dirty Chunks.
I still have to play as Dave.
I'm very jealous of Dave's username because I gave him that username.
Oh, you wait, it's Steam. You can make that too.
You could just change your name to Dirty Chungus
as well.
You could change it to OG Dirty Chungus.
OG Dirty Chungus.
Yeah.
I'd probably change it to Dirty Scrungus.
Dirty Scrungus, okay.
It sounds a little bit.
There's Chungus and Scrungus.
Yep.
I ship it.
It's already a thing.
Yeah.
I don't care. I ship it.
You can ship things that are already things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
true. Let's see. I can only imagine how quickly this will go wrong. It's already going wrong. You don't need to imagine.
Yeah.
Where are the scissors that I worked so hard? I walked up
here, there's
two
a pair
flights
right
of
here.
Stairs to get it.
See, it wasn't even worth it.
Let me rat everybody out real quick.
We could have done a nice stuff.
all my life. You know that game where you decide who's going to go do
nose
something
game.
By...
Noses?
Yeah, by touching each other, by touching your nose. And the last one that...
I don't want to touch someone else's nose in that.
I mean, whatever.
I tried to... I don't want to touch
And the last one to touch their nose goes to do the thing. Well, these motherfuckers, they did this to me. Not knowing that my entire goddamn life, I was like literally out the womb. And I was like, I hate the noses game. Those were my first words. Goo goo gaga, I hate the noses game.
Please don't touch my fucking nose.
Not knowing this, they did the noses game.
It's true, we did.
It sent me into a bad mood for a few minutes.
We did indeed do the noses game.
These scissors are shit.
I know they are. You have to push in, like, down there. I was about to stick my finger
in there.
Maybe
that one's better.
So, yeah, that's a little known fact about me. I don't like noses. I like, the thing.
I
like
hate
noses.
My nose.
Damn, you're going hard already.
My nose.
Look at that.
I like Dave's nose. I think he's got a cute nose. I think it suits his face.
Why do you think I took
it? Yeah, it'll go wrong pretty fucking quickly.
Yeah.
Krakaton.
This is not going to go great for an audio podcast.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's fine.
That's really okay.
Fuck it.
I mean, could we add like just a video, like add this one as a video podcast?
Yeah, I'll put an annotation in the podcast notes that says this will work. It'll be a lot better if you just watch the video.
Please don't listen to the sweet sound of us. Cut string.
Yeah.
I can put it against the mic.
I want to get all my friends together on a PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds server, private server with proximity chat, and just enjoy the anarchy that ensues. That sounds like a lot of fun. No.
But what if you give the mic a hat?
Just a little bit.
It already has a hat.
It already has a hat.
What if you give it a second hat?
Sometimes it's really cold. You need two hats.
Isn't that just hair?
Oh, I have a would you rather for you guys.
Okay.
Would you rather have socks that are wet all the time, 100% of the time?
No. Okay.
Or have a hat that's wet 100% of the time, all the time?
Can like I take beanie? My hat off?
You can take either of them off.
The hat.
I said I'd choose the socks.
Oh, wait, no. You can just take them off?
I mean, like, you'd have to wear them eventually.
Okay.
Well, no, you don't.
What if I just commit to a life of sandals?
That's what I said.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Use the socks for, like, a really warm day.
Yeah.
Like last night.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I feel like I died last night, and I literally went to hell. It was that hot in my room. Because, like an idiot, I value my privacy because I still live with my family.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
So I closed my door.
Yep.
It's not even that heat, like, just is in my room. Mm-hmm. Not only it is in my room, but it collects in my room.
Yep. Gross. That's what mine is. It's like once the room is hot, it's staying hot.
Yep. I turn off my computer.
That or are you just fiddling with it?
I usually don't turn off my computer because I like the white noise. Probably not super great for the environment, but whatever. It doesn't run at 750 watts all the time. Bite my ass. I turn my computer off, and I'm like convinced that it's not going to make a difference when I go home. Also contributed to the bout of allergies that I'm having right now. Because I have a fan. Mm-hmm. Not a ceiling fan. Twitch is buffering like mad for me. I have to leave. Oh, okay. Right. Twitch has also been buffering like mad for me today.
It
was shit watching the PC conference like on my way here in the car.
We had similar issues trying to stream some stuff.
Streaming last night, it was buffering all fuck, I guess.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't too bad yesterday. And considering my internet is really bad normally, I was blessed.
Yeah. Even when I was watching, because I was watching PlayerUnknown's streamer in the background during Devolver's thing.
I thought you wanted to use the stream.
I turned his stream off and just focused on the Devolver thing, and I was like, okay, I'll mute it when it's not exciting.
Is this IRL
exciting.
Murder session?
But Twitch was still buffering. Mm-hmm. It was like I wasn't pushing 1080 through either of those streams. So, jeez. All right. Well, it's really hard not to talk about E3.
Yeah. Let's talk about what we've been playing instead.
Yeah. I have been playing. What did I play? I picked something up.
You played Pooh Big.
Yeah, but like I've played that before. I'm trying to adopt a really aggressive playstyle. I mentioned before I was watching a PlayerUnknown's streamer. You probably know him as Grimms. Love his playstyle. Like, now that I've like listened to his streams a little bit, I agree that aggressive playstyles should be rewarded a bit more in PlayerUnknown's.
I get that.
Because it's just a matter of being more prepared and less anxious when you're with other people right now. And I hate that because I'm always anxious.
I mean, I can vouch. My very first game of player of Pooh Big, I played by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of went into it with like a very negative idea of the game because I was like, why the fuck am I going to spend $30 on this game?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just hid in a house, and I guess I found a really great position because I was in the circle the entire game.
Yeah.
I finished 13th.
I finished by doing like nothing. Third or fourth before. I've been in top 10 by myself. I haven't ever won a game.
Yeah, seems to be struggling there.
Yeah, those scissors are really bad. Don't use them.
Yeah.
Me and
I'm kind of
hogging
these a little bit. I have a lot of hair,
duos.
So I want to reflect that.
Yeah, okay.
When me and Arthur did duos, we won.
That sounds very challenging to do.
I'm going for it. All right. I'm good. I'm done with these scissors for now. Let me ask Dave for questions. He's doing things right now. Okay. I've been in the mood to like cook things lately.
Yeah. Me too.
Like yes and no, but it's very hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also don't like cooking at home because I have to cook for like 6 people.
That's fair.
That's a lot of effort.
At max, I have to cook for 3.
I could make Collins. Collins is probably easy.
I feel like Ricky's is also pretty easy.
So what have you been playing?
I started Bayonetta.
Oh, you started? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I love the Bayonetta series. Mm-hmm. I have played a little bit of the first one before. Yeah, so far, good experience on PC.
It's a great game. But I feel like it's been said plenty of times.
Yeah.
These are all like the same size, aren't they? Are these
don't wanna wear that praise thin.
Okay. Let's put them. What should we give Colin?
A beard.
But how?
Sharpie?
Ooh. I would say cut little ones and
put
it here.
Cut little okay.
Let's see. Oh, did you get stuck on the mic?
Crisis averted.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm trying to think what to do with all this, you know, this real estate here. I'm trying to figure where to put what.
Yeah. I know I want to put the eye, like, I want it to go like this.
Yeah.
With the fingers a little bit over the thumb. Okay. Put the eyes here. Start the hair here, maybe. Okay. And then, like, I think I'll just Sharpie in my undercut here.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, this is a really casual podcast. Feel free to skip this one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pat. I didn't mean to just,
we were trying
like
to hold out all of our information for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because please bear in mind, we will be streaming for 7 hours tomorrow. Yeah. And we'll need to be talking for all 7.
Well, we'll have like 20-minute breaks in between each thing.
Yeah.
10 for the half-hour ones.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
It says adhesive backs, but I don't fucking believe them.
Yeah, give me some of those googly eyes.
What kind do you want?
Do
you
large
want those
ones.
Or do you want those?
I want the big ones.
No, you want the big ones?
Round ones, some the size of my head. Just like coconuts.
Jeez.
Fucking shit ass. So, Pat, we played through a little bit of Perception.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How's Perception? You guys have been playing it.
Yeah, I played it in one sitting.
Yeah. How long is it?
It's about 3 hours.
Okay. These are self-adhesive if you want.
Yeah, these ones are too. It's just it was really fucking hard.
Okay. These ones are a bit easier. I want to have a third eye, I think.
You want to have okay.
Is it on the back of your head?
No, it's going to be right in the middle up here.
That seems a lot easier that way. Wait, but, yeah.
It's not supposed to look realistic.
No,
it's
but
just
I'm trying
supposed to look like a sock.
I'm trying to do well by Colin, you know?
Oh, I gotcha.
So let's put a little eye.
Oh, these tiny eyes are perfect.
All right, so here we got an eye right there for Colin that looks a little too centered. That looks better.
This is a time. Dave's coming in with those questions.
Andres is calling me.
You should answer him.
Live on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck it.
I mean, we tried calling you guys that one time.
It's true.
We called you that one time.
Now I have a third eye. It doesn't look wise because it's a fucking googly eye. What else have I been doing this week? I got a home setup for a microphone.
Same.
Ow! We're okay.
Are you?
Yeah, I stabbed my finger with the scissors, but like with the blunt end, but like the still kind of pointy end.
So the tip.
Yeah, the tip. But I mean that just happens. I'm used to it.
So yeah, Perception.
Yeah, yes. Perception.
So what are your thoughts on Perception, Pat?
We saw it at East. Not. Oh my
we
god.
Did not.
We saw it at PAX East.
Yes.
What? It's the premise where you're playing as a blind girl?
You're playing as a
blind girl.
Yeah.
Using basically echolocation.
Using your cane.
Yeah.
And tapping it on various surfaces so you can echolocate and find yourself around this house.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's a house that has been appearing in your nightmares.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you have to figure out why the fuck it's been appearing in your nightmares.
Okay.
Yes.
Ooh, let me. Can I have the black Sharpie?
Yep. So it's an adventure game. It is a first person adventure game. You just kind of walk around the house. You got to find out what the hell's going on.
Yep.
I should be doing this on my left hand because I'm right-handed.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You're trying to find out what's going on mm-hmm. in this house.
And why the fuck it's in your nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. Care to divulge anymore?
Yeah, and I don't like it terribly much.
Okay.
It's a short game.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I tend to like those adventure games when they're on the shorter end.
Yeah.
But I don't think this game lets itself sit
and marinate
in the story it's trying to tell for a long enough time.
Okay.
Like, I think how this goes is they kind of went like really fucking deep into the story and tried to explain a lot about it.
Yeah.
And it turns out the explanations of these things, they aren't necessarily worth it, and there's not much of a payoff.
Got it.
It just all kind of seems like they really needed to wrap it up.
Yeah.
And, like, usually for these games, I like the shorter end, but I think they actually could have gone a little longer.
Mm-hmm. For each chapter, you're saying?
Just to explain things a little more.
Okay.
Because they don't actually terribly explain much. It's just, it's an answer. It's not, like...
Why?
An explanation.
It's not an explanation. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And I kind of found that a little annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one mechanic in this game that I didn't really like. And if you say you tap around too much,
okay,
a ghost in the house will come and find you.
Called the presence,
yeah. And it will find you and be like, hey, you're making way too much noise.
So it's the librarian of the house.
Yeah, it's the librarian of the house, and it's like attempting to. Is this Colin? This is good for Colin. Got some eyes. That's about it, right? This is good? You think that's good? What do you think, chat?
I got chocolate and vanilla hair.
I lost my train of thought because of Colin. Fuck you, Colin.
the ghost in the house.
The presence.
Yeah, and I don't really like that because in this first-person adventure game that is encouraging you to at least like look around.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy to traverse because
you're blind.
Because you're blind and like even if it's just in my case, I'm not terribly I don't have a great sense of direction when it comes to stuff like that because I'm not used to not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So like in a lot of occasions I will find myself like I need to backtrack or go find a different thing and I'm like, "Oh, well, let's see what's around here or something." And I found that a lot of occasions where I would just end up getting lost, mm-hmm. and if I were to continue to look around at this place, it would actually punish me and be like, "Oh well, okay, well, I'm gonna kill you," blah blah blah, whatever. And I found that it didn't happen terribly much, but I found it kind of annoying in the places where it did happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just kind of telling me not to really explore around in this first-person adventure game.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many times were you caught by the presence?
I think it was only like 3 or 4 times, but that was like still enough to be like,
yeah,
like,
oh, come on,
come
really?
On, yeah. Like, okay, yeah, I get it, but come on.
I think I haven't beaten it, but I think so far once.
Yeah,
but okay. I think it was like a scripted time.
I don't think any of them are scripted, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe like the
there's that one where you're out by the tree after the graveyard scene.
Oh, then maybe yeah.
I think that one's scripted.
So it happened to me a few times, and it was kind of annoying.
I'm only on the second chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Of 5.
Of what?
5.
Oh, okay. So, it's...
So what else should I do with Colin here?
Hair?
Beard.
A beard.
Oh, yeah,
a
beard.
Yeah, so beard.
Or you can make him a felt hat.
A felt hat?
Yeah.
That sounds really hard.
You can make a little cone.
See, I'm now realizing why I didn't want to make one of these, and I wanted you guys to make them all.
Too bad you got help.
Do Greg's.
Greg has lots of hair.
It's just
Chris's
pom-poms and ponytails.
Yeah, you got pom-poms,
and a lot
right?
of yarn.
It's true.
Just take that and the entire thing.
All right, I'm almost done with my hair.
There's a fro.
I think I'm almost done with mine.
I need to trim these.
I feel like
bits.
I should color the cheeks of my sock puppet red because I like editing this podcast. I've realized when I laugh, and like especially editing Shadowrun, mm-hmm. When I laugh, the color of my face goes from pale to red in like 0.2 seconds.
You
literally world's fastest car, 0 to 60
got it.
On
got
my
it
face, though.
Here you go.
Didn't you gotta pay. Three pairs finish of scissors?
Call. Yeah, one of them is shit. Also, I think
one's shit. Tiff has the other one, and the other one's right here.
I mean, I'll use the shitty ones.
I don't know where the shitty ones went.
Okay, I think we have...
Half the scissors at my camp don't work, but we still use them.
Rude.
You just gotta cut down real close.
I'm trying to think what else I played. I started Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
How was that?
That seems really fun. I've gotten through to about like the second section now.
What's it about?
It is... It's very story light so far. Mm-hmm. So basically you're just... A thing in a world. And you gotta go places.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's a Metroidvania.
Yeah.
Okay. And it seems like... I don't know... the story stuff's very light so far. And I'm just kind of... It's Metroidvania right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty sound. I really like... how important they make every hit feel, even though it actually isn't all that important. Like, because you can self-heal. That's one of the mechanics. You use this thing called focus. So whenever you're attacking an enemy or something, you gain focus meter.
Yeah.
And you can use that to either use some of your powers or heal up.
Okay.
It's all in the same meter.
I think, what was it? They Bleed Pixels has a similar
mechanic
where you can create your own checkpoints.
Okay.
And you get points by, like, doing combos and stuff.
Okay.
So, I'm familiar.
Yeah. And when you get hit, it like really, really packs a punch.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel like you shouldn't have gotten hit at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice so far. I can't really speak too much of it, but I'm enjoying it so far.
I have a question from Dave. Mm-hmm. Yes. I haven't been checking chat that much.
I have been. There's nothing.
Okay, cool. So, his question is, everyone from the Lifecast crew has been dropped onto the PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds Island. Who wins? The chicken dinner. I'd say either me or Greg. I'm pretty confident in the fact that me or Greg will win.
In terms of fighting skill or just in terms of existence?
Just in terms of fighting skill and survival skill.
Because I'm real good at hiding.
Yeah, but you don't get the chicken dinner if you're number two.
I mean, but like, what if number two and three just fucking murder each other?
It's true.
Hmm.
What if they both die in the blue zone?
I'd die in the blue zone.
What was the question?
Oh, we've died in the blue zone several times because we just don't realize that we're already in it.
Yeah. I have never died in the blue zone. I'm really good about keeping the circle like in my thoughts, as if it died and I'm hosting a memorial for it.
I
don't know.
I think I've died in the blue zone like.
I was looking for the glue gun, but it's way over there.
Yeah, it's way over there.
I've never died in a red zone yet.
I haven't either.
I've run through the red zone like
three times. Yeah, we've gone through it.
I run through the red zone.
But we have not died
in
it.
You can unplug it.
No, yeah, I'm still...
Really
I'm still.
That's how hot a glue gun works, because it's burning.
Yeah, it's not going to stop being hot. Yeah.
Here, quick, unplug it.
I still think if it came down to it...
quick, plug it in.
Yeah, quick, plug it in over there now.
Wait, really? Oh, wait, there's... Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Fire hazards with the
Lifecast. I don't know who'd win. I think my money would be more on you than Greg.
Oh yeah, I bet more on Greg because he actually knows how to fight.
No, I'm saying I bet more on you than Greg.
Oh
yeah, we're talking about actual fighting.
No, we're talking about Murder Island.
On Murder Island, who would win?
Oh,
I said me or Greg. Adam thinks me over Greg. Yeah. I think Greg over me. Mm-hmm. I might also be underestimating myself.
Hmm.
Depends how good your aim is, because I just find a car and I just drive.
My aim's okay.
Yeah.
Getting better.
I would just drive constantly. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
My aim's real bad.
All right. Another question. You've suddenly become a famous Twitch streamer or YouTuber. What do you call your fan base? The Slop
Squad.
The Squad
fam.
I call them the Slop Squad.
I call them...
Because I still think Slop Squatting is a funny meme.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Huh, that's a great question.
Oh wait, I forgot I changed my name on fucking Twitch.
What's up?
It's Corgi Bread. So they could be like a little like loaves.
They could be loaves.
You call them the slices.
They'd be my little loaves.
I don't know about you guys, but this is some nice ass sock puppet hair.
That's some good sock puppet hair.
Oh, hold on. Dave's got a better question, apparently. Instead of...
Hold up.
Did you get stuck? I love games.
He said, instead of streamers or YouTubers, you're Let's Players. Get some of those really bad answers.
Are Let's Players not fucking YouTubers to you? Wow, that's rude.
Can I have the pipe cleaner?
Also, what's your intro catchphrase?
They're over there.
Top of the morning to you.
I
hate you.
Oh, God. I think my intro catchphrase would be, "A Lamau."
The start of the video.
So my actual catchphrase.
A Lamau. All right, here today.
A Lamau, here today.
Thank you.
You know. Why pick something unnatural?
It's true. I'd call everyone my fucking nerds, because that's kind of what I do with everyone.
Yeah, that's really good.
Because they're just nerds, all of you.
You fucking dweebs.
And everyone will be a fucking nerd.
Yeah, I'd either pick A Lamau or like another derogatory, like, something fucks.
Yeah.
You know why you're here.
I'd call them my nerds, and I would start every video by calling them nerds, reminding them.
Reminding them who's boss.
Reminding them who's fucking boss. Reminding them whose channel they're watching. I'm not watching theirs.
So that was your intro. What's your catchphrase? I think it would also be A Lamau.
my catchphrase be like, what do you mean catchphrase? Like, is this like I die in a video game and then enter catchphrase, or like I do something bad, enter catchphrase? Like, where's this catchphrase coming in? You know?
No. Let me ask for clarification. Where does the catchphrase come
from? I don't know where I'm going with this.
I think you soaked it a little too much.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I don't want to do it, because I will also fuck it up.
Is this enough hair?
So could someone make me after that one?
That looks really good.
I
want to
make an afro at some point.
Oh, shit. All
right. You can do a brown afro or a white afro. It is your choice.
A white afro?
Yeah, because like me and Greg have afros, and you can do Greg's afro or my afro.
Oh,
or you can do Chris's.
Or you do Chris's.
Can we make him a pick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it has the hair. It has the hair.
Oh. It's also got a third eye.
All right, fam, I'm ready to be a phantom thief.
Yes, you are. The ninth party member.
Yeah, yours kind of reminds me of Raven from Teen Titans.
Oh, my God!
Oh.
She was my favorite.
A lot,
yeah.
Actually.
She was always my favorite.
All right.
I'm honored.
Can I have two googly eyes of the same size?
No, make one bigger and one small.
I don't know if I want to crisscross the hair or if I want to...
Thank you.
Crisscross applesauce.
Nah.
Nope.
What? What'd you look up?
Hair pick.
Oh.
not a pickaxe. Okay.
Here we go.
It's good.
I might do another bundle of hair. Well, a shorter bundle.
So it has to be small though, right?
Okay.
Sorry.
I can if you want.
Can I have the hot glue gun?
Yeah.
What was I gonna say?
Oh.
Okay. I have really clarification.
That sounds really good, but okay. I don't know how to do that.
This is
so we're gonna.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So let's like.
I'm gonna like hot glue gun
what
my
do you need,
thigh
glasses?
Or something. Yikes! All right, I'll be right back.
There's a lot more hair on this thing than I was anticipating.
Wait, these are self-adhesive?
I'm trying to shave it.
Deanna, did you say the eyes are self-adhesive?
Yeah, the one Yeah, they're all self-adhesive.
This is a lot of work for this, I'll
be
honest.
The ones over here are self-adhesive.
This isn't worth it. It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, those look much more self-adhesive than the... Oh.
What was that?
I hit the arm.
It's the... Oh.
Oh,
the
oh.
I love how old this hot glue gun sounds.
It's so old. I've had that hot glue gun for probably, no joke, 10, 15 years.
Here it is.
What do we need to make?
All right, cool.
Hmm?
Oh, you need it?
What are we making?
It doesn't reach.
What are we making?
You're making a pick.
I'm not going to make the pick.
You're not going to make
okay.
the pick?
No. Nope.
Clarification.
Why? I can make the pick.
I'm not good at art.
If you give me a pipe cleaner, I can do it.
Oh, okay. It was the
Pat,
greeting.
Can you look
it was
up
the greeting.
Hand
yeah,
hand
I'd call them fucking nerds. I'd be like, hey, nerd fam squad, what's up?
Nerd fam squad.
Nerd
so
fam squad.
So you'd basically be Jax Films.
Yeah, basically.
I have a basic idea of what they're supposed to look like, anyways.
Oh, yeah, here.
This is warm. Ouch. All
right, cool. I don't need 3 references.
I don't know if I want to put a third. From. Well, I do have a lot of hair.
I should make this shorter.
This is very warm.
Hot glue?
Yeah.
I love how hot it gets.
You like the burning sensation?
Yeah. Not usually, though. It's just like hot glue is like enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a lot, but I dig it.
Question.
Yeah. Where's those seen questions? Any good like Netflix shows lately?
Oh, I just thought. F is for family.
F is for family?
Yeah. It's Bill Burr's animated show.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So
if you like Bill Burr's kind of comedy.
I don't know who that is.
He's an old dude who does stand-up comedy.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds fine.
Yeah.
I don't like watch TV.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I watch a lot.
Actually, you know what I've been really digging? Botched.
What's that?
It's two plastic surgeons will do plastic surgery. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
There's this new, well, I think, okay, this is like my personal views on things. But I think that I like them a little bit more than like, you know, plastic surgeons that are just like, you know, surgeon for hire. Because people will come to them in their consultations and they show it on the show.
Yeah.
Where they'll be like, I want like these 7 procedures. And they're like, whoa, that's not safe for your body. And they won't do it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that they're transparent and they follow the Hippocratic Oath.
Mm-hmm.
So.
There you go.
Oh, that's so cute.
What else? Is anything going on in the chat?
I have questions. I gotta remember where I saved the screenshot.
Okay.
So
I remember one of those questions was, what was the last thing you Google searched?
Yeah, what is the last thing you Google searched?
I did a look at my Google search history. And the last actual thing I Googled that was not E3 related was, what's the pollen count today?
Can I see on the Sunday. Sharpie?
Which the color? Black
one? Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. I'm making more marks so I know where to glue.
Because
the last thing I Google searched that wasn't E3 related was Pi game programming stuff.
Yeah, for your stream.
Stream last night.
Which you forgot about.
Yeah, I am. It was like 8 o'clock last night and Nugget texted me just going, where the fuck are you? Because I forgot I was supposed to be streaming last night.
Yep. I gathered.
Yeah.
Okay, who needs glasses? I tried my fucking bestest here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can make y'all Phantom Thief glasses.
They're not very sturdy, but I made glasses.
I just didn't Google the arms. I couldn't.
Well, would you like a pair with arms?
I'm good.
If you could change your name. If you could change your name to any video game title or character name, what would it be?
Okay. If I could change my name to any video game title, I would do Dark Souls.
If I could what?
Because everyone loves me.
If you could change your name to any video game everyone title or character Souls. Name, what would it be?
I would also change it to Mother 3 because I don't exist.
I would change it to Bayonetta. so I could finally reveal my undying love to her. And then she would marry me.
Bayonetta's too much of a personality, I think, to ever be married.
I would name myself John just so she could finally like me.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the guy in the thing.
No, Jean.
Jean.
Jean, her Jean. Friend.
Oh, her sister.
Her sister. The one that she, what, you know, fought through hell and heaven for.
I forgot how hot glue actually is.
It's real good.
Hot glue is wonderful.
I got one more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what I'd change my name to. I'm very partial to my name. I think I like it a lot.
Yeah.
But I think if I had to pick a video game name, they definitely made Lord of
name.
No, they definitely made Lord of the Rings video game, so I'm going to say Galadriel because I've always loved her.
Ooh, that's a cool name.
So
she's cool.
This one is just, I want the sweet release of death. Which way is most effective?
We're not doing
we
that.
We are not going.
We're not doing that on this show.
Oh. That's not a question that's going to be answered. But But if you really had to ask me, I think the quickest way would be to have a long and happy life die of Jess. Natural causes.
It's from Jess, so
that would be it.
That doesn't make it right.
This is
a public forum.
That's my answer, is to live a happy life as long as you want to and die of natural causes.
Yeah. My solution for that would be to actually just to call a friend and be like, hey, I'm in a really dark place mm-hmm. right now. I just need someone.
Yeah, I just need someone to talk to. If you don't have any friends, well, there's a whole internet of people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just go on any forum that is not 4chan and be like, hey, just, I need a topic.
What?
You having fun?
Is suicide funny to you?
No, this is.
I made my eye holes too small.
Oh. Now they're squared.
You can use the really, really small Google.
Yeah,
there you go. Oh, wait, I didn't put her eyes on yet.
Yeah, use the small ones for her, just to...
So they can see the...
Yeah.
Put it on top of the glasses, if possible. What's this
one? I don't think it's possible. Oh, it'd be hard.
You can put a bigger one, I guess.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Okay, it is 7:40.
She said you're shook.
I'm shook?
Yeah.
Oh, you watching? Hi, Jess.
Hey, Jess. I, speaking of shook, I was Baba shook this weekend because I did go to Pride and it was a lot of fun. the origin of that.
Yeah, I need some explanation as to why the Babadook is an LGBT icon now, and I just really love it.
It's wonderful. The Babadook actually was at Boston Pride. I saw him. He's a flaming bisexual icon, and I will stand for no other headcanons about the Babadook.
Okay.
But Netflix accidentally listed it under LGBT movies, and okay. Tumblr found it.
Okay.
And someone screencapped it and said, the Babadook is my favorite LGBT-friendly movie.
Okay.
And someone comments under it, says the B in LGBT stands for Babadook. Because it's a joke on, bi erasure and also the Babadook coming out of the closet.
Yeah. Also, why the fuck is the Babadook so fucking cute?
I don't know.
I have never seen that movie and have really seen him before this meme came about.
The Babadook looks really
He looks
cute.
So fucking cute. Yeah. And why is he in a horror movie?
It's because it's a child's personification of their depression.
Oh, okay, okay.
I haven't seen the movie either, but I know it has to do with a child going through a lot of mental issues.
Okay. All I know is the Babadook is really fucking cute.
Who hasn't been made?
I haven't.
Me. I don't think I have.
Pat,
I think this was my attempt, and it's really you, trash. Pat?
All right, so give me the felt.
Okay.
The black on the bottom.
Okay. I think I just got
I'm going to attempt to make you
with my third eye.
Beanie.
Oh, that's cute.
A beanie?
Oh,
yeah.
A McDonald's character.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
No, she's a phantom
thief. Is Kennedy the Hamburglar?
Yeah. Kennedy is the fucking Hamburglar.
I'm a phantom thief.
This is going to be real fun to edit. Yeah. Let me tell you. All right. Let's see. We didn't get any questions on Facebook and Twitter, as far as I can see. We did get... we'll go over that tomorrow. I have been trying to get I run the Lifecast Twitter, so that if you think it's funny, you're welcome. I have been getting a little sassy with my E3 replies.
Yeah.
Today.
4K.
Agree to disagree.
Where did Colin go?
Downstairs.
There he is.
Oh. No, Colin. Sock Colin.
Or he went
Give it a beard.
Okay, but like how?
I'm going to key you in on a little secret. We're supposed to be, for those of you that keep up with our series on YouTube, we're supposed to be recording Shadowrun episode 13 and 14. No. Yeah, 13 and 14, maybe 15 on Friday. And I haven't finished planning the story arc that these guys are going to go through yet. To be fair, it's a really long arc.
That's good.
Yeah. A lot of things happen.
You a tricorn hat,
Pat. And
you're gonna what?
A little bit of spoilers. I am gonna have to give you guys a free point of edge that you're going to burn.
Okay.
What if we don't?
Then okay, bye. Oh, you're gonna die.
I am going to hold this up, and you are going to glue it around his mouth.
That's gonna okay.
hurt. Like a
but yeah.
Bitch.
We'll see.
I would have.
This is the fate I've chosen.
Is this beanie shaped?
No, that is not fucking beanie shaped.
This, like I did a good job. I would have made you guys use one of your like actual edge points, but then I realized that would have left some people at zero. And okay. I think you got, yeah, now that you know how to use edge, you're going to use it a little bit more.
Barely. I think I only had one point of edge.
I only have one.
And it wouldn't it wouldn't be just spending a point. It would be
getting
rid of it.
What?
You get it back each new session.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Good shit. I didn't know that.
No, yeah. Edge, if you spend a point, it just replenishes the next time we start running. Between, like, if we're doing three sessions in one day, you guys have, it'll replenish between those. That's just how I do the rules.
Maybe? That's up to you.
I'm not a real stickler for rules in Shadowrun. Because it's complicated. It's really numbers heavy. And I have to, you know, condense it a little bit to make it watchable.
Not the tip.
But yeah.
That felt nice.
I was considering just having you guys spend your own edge to survive this event. But then I realized, one, not everyone put points into edge when we did character advancement. Two,
squish it down.
This is like the first story arc. I don't want to do that to you guys.
I think we ruined it.
But Pat, what if I just make you Pope?
We're good. That's stuck a little bit. All
right. I think you'd be a bishop.
A little through here.
All right, Bishop Pat.
Bishop Pat. Do we want to like draw mouths on the inside, or is that a little too much?
I'm done with mine. I don't want to do a mouth. I'm very content being a phantom thief.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to draw a mouth because the hand creates it.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
But you guys doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing good.
All right.
Why don't you use the trash scissors?
Okay.
Maybe that will work.
That'll make things a little easier.
Good idea.
That made things worse. I think this was a
bummer. Pat, do you have any more questions for us from your little screenshot thing?
I just haven't been answering these.
We sort of answered this one before, but how do you eat bananas?
That's an E3 thing. But we can talk about... Yeah, we can talk about that. Because we'll get into details later tomorrow. Oh, my God.
That's
okay.
It's wonderful.
All right, Pat, can I see the glue gun? All right, we're going to
put it back in.
It got a little...
It's slowly losing it.
If you're listening along at home, Adam turned around a sock puppet with some loosely hot glued...
They're supposed to look like shit.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
Loosely hot glued yarn around the chin area of the sock puppet.
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt to make you a hat, Pat.
Hat.
Oh boy, this is a lot of fun.
Can you hold that?
Oh, I have a question for you guys. If you had to pick a game to, if you had to pick a game to be like, overnight, you became like esports good.
Overwatch.
At it, what would you pick? Overwatch.
Yeah. Not even.
Hands fucking down.
Not even.
Bye. All of you? No, I'm like 6,000% sick of Overwatch.
I'm sick of like being bad at Overwatch.
Yeah.
Because like there's a certain point in Overwatch where it becomes very interesting. In its higher levels, and we are nowhere near that. And I would like to try to get to some of those higher levels because it seems like a lot of fun.
Okay.
Because at a basic level, it's trickle in, die, trickle in, die, trickle in, die. Miss your shots. Don't punish the Genji. Don't punish the Tracer. All right, we lost.
I'm not going to hit you with the bad. Still a little difficult to maneuver.
So you'd all pick Overwatch?
I'd pick Overwatch in a heartbeat.
Wow, that was unexciting.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
You just said you'd pick Overwatch.
No, I didn't.
No, I did.
I was like, no.
All of you said Overwatch.
No, I didn't. I said like WoW or something.
You didn't say anything.
You'd be esports good at WoW. There's WoW esports.
WoW arenas, yeah.
There's like two people.
No, there's way more.
There's
yeah, there's a lot. I think.
There's a lot.
But I just haven't heard of it.
What would you pick?
Probably something. Maybe CS:GO.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I might pick like a fighting game.
Yeah. Fighting game would be
probably
fun to do.
Guilty Gear.
Yeah.
Because I just love its aesthetic.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like a game that like that's rude.
Also,
a game that would be like
when it comes out,
Lawbreakers.
Really interesting.
We tried Lawbreakers a few months ago, and it wasn't.
I want to try it again.
Yeah,
because we played.
I want to talk more about it like next tomorrow.
Yeah.
During our conferences. Yeah,
we tried for a couple hours. It's not like we were unfair with it.
No.
We tried it. We tried it for a while. So let's redo this beard. What all over the fucking.
I might sign up for their beta and see if I enjoy it.
I might too.
Wait, you're still.
Kennedy doesn't have buck teeth.
You're still on the beta.
Jess says your puppet looks like it has pubes on its face.
I fucking know. I'm trying, Jess.
We're starting over on it.
Starting over. This one's a wash. This one's already has way too much glue on it.
It's got an eye on its ass. I think it's
been used for lewd purposes. We already have to throw that one to the side.
That happened to my brother's friend in camp.
He used the sock for lewd purposes?
No, his bunk mates did.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That's almost worse.
It is. Because they didn't tell worse. Him.
Yeah. Wait, they used his sock?
Yeah.
Wait, they used his sock?
Oh!
I thought it was just their sock. I'm like, okay, well, that's their, you
no,
know.
They used
That's their business. If you go in their sock drawer looking, then you're fucking asking for it. Yeah. But if they're stealing his sock, that's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And they didn't
That's a very weird. That's prank. A kleptomaniac fetish. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coming in socks?
No stealing them someone, and then coming in the socks.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
I'm so glad my family doesn't watch the show.
I'm glad we're on the same page there, too.
Yeah.
I hate going to, like, family parties. And stuff because I know people are going to ask me, like, what are you doing now? I'm like, yeah, I'm unemployed. I do a podcast on the internet where we say fuck a lot and talk about kleptomaniac fetishes. Thanks, Grandma, for reminding me.
Now, how many do we got done? Two? Three?
I'm done. Yeah, whose do we have
I'm
done?
I'm done.
All right, who do we have? We have, like, everyone left. We've done, like, nothing.
I'm working on pads.
Who wants to get in early tomorrow and finish this up?
I mean, I will happily do that.
Yeah, I will, too.
Okay.
I won't be
if
here.
If we leave the stuff here, I'll work on it in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll probably be in around 10. I don't know. This turned into the most chill podcast.
I can bring in an extra hot glue gun.
Oh, that's some good shit.
I cannot bring in extra supplies, though, but I can bring an extra hot glue gun. All right, Pat, I fucked up on this, and the more I fiddle with this, the more it's starting to look like a KKK hat.
Hold on.
I don't have any white felt, so we can't make that.
Huh? Oh, I'm not on fucking Bethesda's conference. I got shit to say.
You can always just add yourself.
I think Colin said he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, honestly, you can probably just talk to Colin.
Oh, okay.
Who is on Bethesda?
Oh, wait, no. Colin said, is Colin not making it to Bethesda? Is that what it was? Colin can't make it to Bethesda, and I was the backup? Because if I'm the backup, you can have my spot.
No, it was in case Kennedy couldn't make it to anything, you were the backup.
Okay,
for Bethesda specifically.
Okay. Well, if Kennedy can't make it.
I think we moved it around so that Colin could be on Bethesda.
Okay.
But if he doesn't want to do it, I'll definitely take a spot because I have shit to say about Wolfenstein New Order.
Okay.
Okay.
That looked really fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk anymore.
We're not going to talk about anything.
Not going to talk about it right now.
It just looked really cool.
Let's see.
But that was my comment on most games.
Okay, I have another question.
Okay.
If you were a dragon, what would you hoard?
What I hoard?
Yeah.
Loktar? Ogar?
That's a phrase, you motherfucker.
Do you hoard the language?
She said hoard the
language. Oh. Yeah, shut up.
Actually, I would hoard languages.
Ooh,
that actually sounds really fucking
cool. Yeah, because the way I'm like picturing it is that people who knew the language would forget.
Oh, so you just have a whole bunch of languages. So you could actually just spew nothing. And people are like, oh, that's an ancient language that I still remember. And they'd be like, whoa, that's really cool.
Yeah.
If they're really gullible.
Do you have the pom-poms?
Did I buy pom-poms?
Or did you not buy pom-poms?
I didn't buy pom-poms.
Okay, I can work on something. Wait, you can make pom-poms.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, cool.
Oh, hold on. I think I salvaged Pat's hat.
All right, cool.
But I have
Do
buttons.
You want to try and make it less KKK looking?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look it. This is how it's going to look.
That's much better. That's what I was trying to attempt.
These were just extra.
Yeah, just put a little dab of hot glue here for me.
Here?
Here.
There.
Yeah.
That's
all right. Thank you. How are we doing on time?
We have like 10 more minutes.
Okay.
It's 7:51 here.
Yeah.
Ah!
You good?
Yeah. The glue stick.
Fell. Okay. Let's do more. Oh, yeah. What would you guys hoard as dragons? You got like a little almost wizard's hat.
Kind of looks like a fez.
I don't move your elbow.
Okay.
I would store
We're
like
over that Doctor Who.
I would like store the fucking.
I don't move your elbow.
You know the things that people use to cast spells. You know, like your
tomes,
your tomes, yeah. and your sticks and your orbs and stuff like that.
You would hoard magical items.
I would hoard the magical items of the people I killed.
Woo.
So I just have a whole hoard of all these cool fucking magical
items. I love that episode of The Adventure Zone. No, there's something very similar in the podcast.
Oh, is there?
But yeah.
Okay.
It's an umbrella. Well, it's not a spoiler, but it's an umbrella that when it defeats a magical user in combat, it like absorbs their power via their magical item.
Sounds cool.
I'm still thinking.
Oh, okay. Here's your hat.
Thanks.
Let me go to another random question.
Fuck.
Oh, this is just a... This is just a literal random post.
Am I just putting it on this one?
No ideas.
Four?
Well, oh, hoarding. Yeah, if you were a dragon, what would you hoard? Pat or Sydney?
I'd say. I feel like I'd hoard soft things.
Okay.
Computer parts.
You're that could be interesting.
Big fucking cool ass magical dragon, and I got a stick of RAM here.
Yep.
It's DDR6 RAM.
Oh.
DDR6. Meanwhile, I just steal your favorite blanket.
That's worse.
I know.
What a dick.
I like my blanket.
Well, it's a good blanket.
I mean, I hated my blankets last night. It was so fucking hot.
I still like them around me, though.
I don't want anything that encapsulates the heat around me when it's warm.
That's fair.
Ow. I'm trying to find another question from... this thing. All right, whatever. Nope.
You know that second glue stick isn't being used, right?
It's using it to push the...
Yeah, you push the other one in.
Yeah.
It just looked very precarious. Oh my god. You look like the fucking Monopoly piece.
What?
You just look like the fucking Monopoly piece.
Oh, God.
Do you want eyes?
I'm dying.
No.
Maybe. No.
No, Pat doesn't want eyes.
You can be Cassie.
Okay, I encountered one that that says describe one another's aesthetics, essentially.
Okay.
Do we want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I were to describe your aesthetic, it would be an abandoned piece of neon metal.
Yeah.
Just a rusty, like the rust is just like glowing.
Oh my god!
And all it's right. It's just a rusty piece of metal, just like there's some dirt under it, and it's glowing.
All right, I'm here for that.
If I were to describe all of your aesthetics in one piece,
yeah.
That would be it.
Okay. Do everyone else's. That was a good illustration.
No one else has like jarring fucking aesthetics as you though.
Yeah.
Sydney's, I feel like you'd be like more of like a forest type aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like
that,
more
that's
of like
entirely
a like an
color.
Either like snowy forest or just a forest.
It's constantly overcast in my aesthetic, okay. But I really love the sun.
Okay. Pat, yours would just be like a fucking a closet full of gray t-shirts.
Pat, your aesthetic is the computer
Pat
chair
just
that's
red.
Covered in discarded laundry, except all your laundry is gray.
What's your aesthetic? I don't think I know your aesthetic.
I have
really.
That chair.
I'm guessing some neons.
Neons.
Yeah. All right,
Pat, I need you to hold this.
I'm trying to judge off like the bass, the kind of like
that's fine.
The music you listen to and stuff like that too. You know.
Thank you.
You have some light neon colors in your aesthetic, but I don't know what the source would be.
Are you talking about, like, clothing?
No, just aesthetic.
Aesthetic.
What would yours be, Adam?
What would mine be?
Yeah. A duck.
A duck.
That's it.
A wooden carved duck.
A wooden carved duck. My aesthetic is, like...
the aerobics thing.
Oh, yeah. It would be the aerobics video.
But, like, my actual aesthetic is, like, fucking... is like noir stuff,
yeah.
but like modern noir stuff.
I see that.
So it would be like It's noir, but like add some neon lights to it.
So like cyberpunk.
But yeah, but like, but like, but not, like, but not, not, as, not, not as nearly as tech heavy.
Yeah.
It's close to cyberpunk, but get rid of all the technology.
Okay.
It's all just right. It's just it's bright.
Okay.
When it's dark out. What's your aesthetic, Pat?
I don't know.
Hmm. And also Western stuff. I like Western a lot.
I think if I had to pick one thing that I absolutely had to have in my aesthetic, mm-hmm. it would be. This is very specific, but I think about it like. Every single day,
mm-hmm.
You know when it rains and you're mm-hmm. driving along the highway,
yeah,
and like there's that thin layer of fog,
yeah,
that's on the highway.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. And all the lights are like reflecting off of the slick road yeah. onto the fog.
Mm-hmm.
That it's that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like, I'm thinking about it right now. I'm like, I'm home.
I'm home. I'm going at a reasonable speed in my car. And obeying all laws.
Nope.
And understanding
blinkers
yes. understanding the consequences of what happens in the rain when I'm driving. I do drive slower in the rain. I have the theme of hydroplaning in my head. It's just safety.
Okay, real fucking talk. I have had my car hydroplane before.
That's scary.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. And there's almost nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, it's just kind of you got to accept it.
Fuck it.
What's your aesthetic, Pat? We'll ask this again. And what's your aesthetic, Tiffany?
Question mark.
Just a big ass question mark.
It's a big ass neon question mark in neon lights.
But one of them doesn't work.
No, yeah, it's like no, one flickers. Section.
Yeah, one's blinking.
One section flickers.
So like the dot on the
question. No, I feel
the
like
entire question mark just flickers.
When it goes like this, I feel like it's part of the straight part down bottom. It's just flickering in and out.
All right, we just need like seven more
See?
Of these for Craig.
Buy spy.
Okay.
So yeah, that's our podcast. It's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock. Bye, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to this very chill episode. We're trying to save like literally all of our energy for our 7-hour stream tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I apologize, but that we kind of skimped out on this one. But
that's how it goes.
Yeah, how it does sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we kind of would have been okay if we didn't do a podcast this week, but you know, I'd
keep up.
Better to have it.
Better to have it.
Oh wow! Wait, how'd you do that so quickly?
Oh, I pulled it from the.
Oh, you were pulling it. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe the scissors wasn't the right strat.
Especially all right. Not these scissors.
Yeah.
What is she making?
A pick.
Oh, she's making the pick.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe so yeah. Quick announcements. We do have our, well, it doesn't matter because it'll be over, but the VOD for our E3 footage will be up probably sometime this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Shadowrun will be out Sunday.
What?
I think.
Oh.
Since it's just hanging at the end of this.
I don't know what part of Shadowrun is coming out, but it's coming out Sunday. And then we do a couple more interlude things, and then we're getting into our, like, main story arc. The VOD of this will be out tomorrow on YouTube.
Cool.
And if you're listening to this Thursday afternoon, I'm streaming tonight at 9. Colin should hopefully be doing Retro Day Night Live this Saturday at 10-ish. And Pat will be streaming some coding Sunday at 8.
With Nugget.
His real name is Derek, but we call him Nugget. Or Wolfborg, if you know him from his streams. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sticking with us this podcast. It was a bit hectic.
It was a doozy.
It was a doozy, and it's going to be a doozy to edit tomorrow or the next day.
Directly
or Thursday before it comes out.
Just do directly to YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. We'll see you guys next week, and see you in our E3 coverage.
Bye.
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 All right, let's clean this shit up.